SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Aftershocks continuing from Friday's magnitude 4.8 earthquake in the East Coast.
No reports of major injuries or structural issues. The earthquake may have been centered in New Jersey, but was felt in New York City, where skyscrapers are built to withstand most earthquakes. Structural engineer Elizabeth Mosh says wind is the issue.
As long as they last through a windy day, there's no problem, if especially a small earthquake.
And she says
the epicenter being closer to the surface means there's more up and down in the earthquake, and that's why more people perceived it. And it bothered buildings less.
Meanwhile, some are cashing in on the quake, like Big Frog custom t-shirts, where Kerry Cooley says they're selling out of I Survived the NYC Earthquake shirts.
We just thought it would be kind of a joke to put in the window. We had no idea any of this was going to happen.
Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mexico breaking off all diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest former Vice President Jorge Glass. BBC correspondent David Bamford explains.
Pictures on social media showed Ecuadorian police wrestling with Mexican diplomatic staff and climbing over a high metal fence to enter the embassy before taking Mr. Glass away in a vehicle. Hours earlier, Mexico announced it was granting political asylum to Mr. Glass, but Ecuador refused to allow him safe passage out of the country. The Mexican president has described the police action as a flagrant violation and has suspended diplomatic relations.
Procter & Gamble recalling 8 million bags of Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergent packets sold in the U.S. and Canada. That's because of a defect in the product's child-resistant packaging. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas woman suing the Starr County DA's office after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested in jail for 3 days when she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room. Suit also claims the staff violated the patient's privacy rights in the hospital. This is SRN News. An incendiary device thrown at a door of a synagogue in northwestern Germany, causing only minor damage. Rhonda Rockstra has more.
And no one was injured in the incident in the city of Oldenburg early Friday afternoon. The fire was discovered quickly and didn't spread, and the fire service didn't need to extinguish it. Police are searching for the perpetrator but have no information on a motive. Authorities say they will increase security measures at the synagogue while they investigate. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
And authorities are looking for a suspect who allegedly started a fire outside the Vermont office of Senator Bernie Sanders. That small blaze Friday causing minor damage, but no injuries. Police in Burlington say that a male suspect sprayed some kind of fluid on the office door, then lit it and quickly ran away. More details at SRNnews.com.